You're listening to SBS News.
The White Helmets, known officially as Syria Civil Defence, have been credited with saving thousands of people in rebel-held areas during the seven-year-long Syrian civil war, digging bodies out from underneath collapsed buildings and dodging explosions are all in a day's work. But now the rescuers have been rescued themselves, fleeing Syrian government forces that continue to advance near the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights frontier. An overnight evacuation operation saw some 400 volunteers and their families taken across the Syrian border into Jordan. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used a brief video statement to explain he helped with the evacuation at the request of United States President Donald Trump and other world leaders. Prime Minister Netanyahu says there were fears workers' lives were at risk.
A few days ago, I was approached by President Trump and others with the request that we'll help hundreds of white helmets out of Syria. I authorized bringing them through Israel to other countries as an important humanitarian gesture.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his backers have long dismissed the White Helmets as Western-sponsored propaganda tools. This Syrian politician, Khaled Aboud, says the evacuation proves just that.
Whoever understands the battlefield will understand that the Syrian state, with its allies, is now victorious. And these successes mean that the aggression project has failed. Therefore, the aggressor parties are trying to pull out their agents from the field. Look, for instance, at the armed groups and how their operator is now asking them to change their location. The media activists are also screaming. They are tools. They have failed.
A Jordanian government source says the evacuees will stay temporarily in Jordan and then be resettled in Britain, Germany and Canada within 3 months. It's a move analyst Yaakov Lapin from the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies in Israel has welcomed.
I think that this humanitarian effort by the Israel Defense Forces is certainly welcome. It's something that can be done for these people after all the years that they risked their lives to save many Syrian civilians who have been injured by indiscriminate bombings throughout the war.
The original plan was to evacuate 800 people, but only half that number made it out as Syria and its Russian allies continue their offensive in the southwestern border zone. The United Nations Refugee Agency has praised Jordan's move to give them temporary sanctuary, while a statement from the Canadian Foreign Ministry says the country feels a deep moral responsibility to these brave and selfless people. Mr. Lapin says while international pressure contributed to the high-risk operation, it's still surprising and unusual that it went ahead.
I think it came at the request of the international community. There was a real concern that these people would be targeted by the Assad regime. So there has been a very wide humanitarian effort by Israel, at least along the border area. But again, I think this is an unusual move, and it really came at a sort of urgent request by the international community to save these White Helmet members and their families.
The latest Syrian government offensive began in June and has seen a number of agreements leading to the evacuation of rebel forces from the Dera and Qunaitre areas to regions further north. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.